Michelle Peitzman joining us in studio. We're talking about the upcoming Harvest Market, going to be held at the Lincoln Plaza in Hillsboro on October the 17th. That's a week from this coming Saturday. This is the first one.
Yes, that's correct. This is our first event. I'm on the Imagine Hillsboro Festivals and Event Committee, and this is a really big deal for us. We are hoping to do events quarterly. Some of the past events that we did was the 4th of July events out at the lake with the cardboard regatta boat races and those festivals. And then for back to school, we did the luau at the Central Park pool. We've been working really, really hard on this event, so we're super excited about it.
And of course, the group Imagine Hillsboro is just trying to stir up some interest in the city of Hillsboro, which has an awful lot to offer.
Oh, I definitely agree. This is something that we have been working on. It's been in the works, I believe, for over a year now. And I'm in one of the committees of several. So there are several things that we are working towards doing. Another event or another committee that I am in is with the beautification and revitalization of downtown. There's also technology, there's housing, there's a variety of different committees, and we are interested in finding more volunteers to help us do these future events and other projects that we have with Imagine Hillsboro in the works.
So with the Harvest Market, somebody came up and said, hey, let's do a fall festival kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
And let's call it a Harvest Market.
Yes, exactly. Well, the whole premise of it was we really wanted to get people to come into Hillsboro. We do have so much to offer. And so this has really grown. It has really surpassed our expectations. We have at least now over 50 vendors that will be set up. I'm thrilled.
Where are you going to put all these vendors?
Well, they are each going to receive their own space. It's going to be around the Lincoln Plaza, and I'd love to be able to take over the whole downtown Main Street, which would be a great goal. But we'll have live entertainment. We'll have activities for the kids like pumpkin painting and free face painting, and there'll be live music and entertainment. You guys will be there from noon to two, broadcasting live, which we're thrilled about.
So we're going to be featuring a lot of locally grown and produced items, right?
Oh, definitely, yes. We've got people kind of spanning all over. Kern's Orchard will be there. They will have their locally made soaps and lotions. We also have 4C Winery, which will be there. A new coffee purveyor in Hillsboro will be there, Black Rabbit Coffee, selling their bags of coffee. Nudge Coffee from Highland will be there, actually making coffee on the spot for you to drink in case it's chilly. A Chocolate Affair from Highland will be there with wonderful gourmet chocolates. We're going to have baked goods, arts and crafts, and cool vendors. DTA Metals is going to be there. We're having beautiful wreaths, deco mesh wreaths that will be there. Just all kinds of different things.
Repurposed furniture
will definitely be something that you can find. We have a couple of different vendors that are going to be doing that, handcrafted and upcycled goods and the repurposed, which has really taken off in the past couple of years.
And when it comes to entertainment, what are we talking about here as far as musical entertainment is concerned?
We are going to have, there will be a couple of different groups that will be there. I think there's going to be a men's gospel quartet that will be there. And then there may be a few more groups as well, too.
So if you're planning to attend, probably taking a lawn chair would be a good idea.
That would be a great idea. Make sure that you've got blankets in the car just in case, an umbrella, because this is an event that will be held rain or shine.
So when you look at this particular event, how many people are you expecting to draw to Hillsboro?
Oh, gosh.
Would 1,000, 5,000?
I would love
10,000? That's a lot of people. But you don't see this sort of thing. I mean, there's a lot of fall festivals, but you don't see this type of stuff at fall festivals.
Right. No, this is something my mom is very good at organizing. And so she has done a lot as far as reaching out to people that she's worked with before in the past, because she's done very many, markets and shows. So it's just really kind of taken on a life of its own. All of the participants, the volunteers that I work with on this committee, that we all have our very own special niche that we're good at. And so it's come along very well. So we're thrilled and excited for the event.
And rain or shine.
Rain or shine. So hopefully it will be, let's just all please pray that it's going to be a beautiful sunshiny day, maybe in the 60s and 70s. So that would be delightful.
Let's look ahead a little bit, Michelle. How about the next event for Imagine Hillsboro, something to do with the holidays probably coming up?
Yes. The next event that we are going to be working on is going to be The Grinch That Stole Christmas. And that will be held in the same area of Hillsboro the very first weekend of December. So we are really getting, trying to get geared up for that. We may even be auditioning Grinches.
I know a couple around here that walk in the radio station once in a while. They would fit the bill perfectly.
And they just might. You might have to come up with your very own Grinch costume and parade around town. We're trying to see about having a contest to pick out the very best Grinch.
I like that idea.
Yes.
I like that. That sounds like a whole lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, the Eisentrouts, the theater, will be putting on A Grinch That Stole Christmas. So little things will keep coming out about that, and we'll start advertising for that, too, after our harvest market's over.
The success of Imagine Hillsboro is going to be determined on the number of people that continue to volunteer and help out. So it's very important to continue to add new people, add fresh blood, add new ideas to keep this going.
Oh, most definitely. And that's the thing. There was such a great turnout when the city hosted the Imagine Hillsboro premiere. It was overwhelming to see how many people were there. And there has been so many projects that have already been done and tasks that have been completed, but there's so much more for us to be able to do as a town to really get where we want to be in the future and in the long haul. So yes, anyone that wants to volunteer, please do so. Imagine Hillsboro will have a booth at the Harvest Market, so you can go up and get more information. This really is where they have that saying that it takes a village. It really does take an entire town in order to turn our town around and make it what we want it to be.
Sounds like it's going to be a load of fun.
I think so. And please come.
All right.
Tell all your friends.
Michelle
Pikeman. Bring a carload.
Says you better be there in Hillsboro on October 17th for the Harvest Market. Michelle, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.